The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
How are you?
Very good, thank you.
I'm fantastic because for the third week in a row, we are doing a safety series with Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. Good morning.
Hello, how you doing?
Thanks for coming back with us. We're enjoying our conversation with you. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m., Sunday at 11:30 a.m., where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, selling, and listing real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you go to jruddy.com, click the Dunmore Corners live webcam. Click on that. We do. We get a couple of hundred hits every week. People looking to see what's going on at the corners. It's actually kind of interesting.
Check us out on YouTube, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Check out our listings on jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where you can also view the MLS listings or listen to archive radio shows. Once again, Dennis Bartuska, Newberry Services. We're talking about security systems, alarms, burglar alarms. We've talked about fire, burglar, carbon monoxide. We've also touched on the temperature, water, and gas leak sensors that are offered out there in today's security world. Would you like to do a little bit of a recap on those items before we get started and tell me about you and the company you serve, please?
Well, I'll start with a little bit about our company. If you didn't catch the last show, Newberry Services. Well, we've been around since 1970, so we're a family business that serves, well, Northeast Pennsylvania, mostly Luzerne, Lackawanna counties, but we do have accounts throughout Northeast Pennsylvania. But a family-owned business, that's what, going on 45 years now. Company was started by Granville Miller and his wife, Janet, and their youngest son, Mark, and his wife, Donna, run the business now. So we strive to take care of our clients, try and keep our prices low, and just be fair.
You also offer, you do residential and commercial security systems, correct?
Security, fire systems. We do telephone systems, data cabling. We do access control. So quite a variety of different things that our company can provide.
Wonderful. Okay, so talking about burglar, fire, carbon monoxide, and temperature, water, gas leak sensors, what do you want to say before we head into our topic of the day today?
Well, we were talking about that it was important to have, well, I guess every house and every situation is a little different. There's no one size fits all. I think I said that in one of the last shows, that there's no one size fits all. So not everybody has a need for all of the options. So if you're interested in a security system, what we do is we come out, we look at your property, your house, your needs, your wants, and we design a system to go with that. A lot of other companies will have, well, here's what you get. You open the box, you get boom, 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 this and that. But that doesn't work for everybody. So we kind of custom design things with the sensors, you know, that you need, with carbon monoxide. And we mentioned that that's a big one now. You hear that in the news a lot about carbon monoxide in the homes with the, you know, improperly working furnaces. There are also natural gas detectors. We're doing a little bit more with things like that too. We've added wireless panic buttons now. The waterproof ones that you could take in a shower, that if you have an elderly relative living with you or an elderly relative, these things come in handy. And they don't necessarily have to be programmed if something happens to call the police or an ambulance. We can program these things differently that they can actually call you. They can call a neighbor or something like that.
So it's a like a Medi Alert?
Yeah, correct.
Now, how much, if I was going to get a burglar alarm at my house, how much is it? You know what I was intrigued with was last week we talked about the price, and you said it was, how much is it a month?
Well, basic monitoring, $19.95 a month.
That's half of what the other guys charge. And, you know, I like doing business with a local company. I really do. I don't like calling up, you know, ABC or whoever they are.
And we've tried to keep our rates as low as possible. I don't think the rates have gone up in, I don't know, 10, 15 years or something like that. So we try and keep everything fair. And that's just the thing with being a family business. When you call our office, you get a person, and what we'll normally try to do is send the same technician out on a job. So it's not like if you need service 2 years, 5 years down the road, you're going to have somebody coming in that's not going to know your house. They're not going to know your system. We try to send the same people out on the same jobs, so it saves time, and you know, you get a better result that way.
So when Newberry Services comes out, you look at the lifestyle of the people, person or people that wish to maybe include a security system in their home or business, and you look at it, their lifestyle, how many people, if there's animals, if they're older, they don't like technology, if they want the bells and whistles, so on and so forth, and you custom design it to fit their needs.
And security system, exactly. Security systems are, they can be very basic. As far as, you know, motion sensors or door, you know, one door or two doors alarmed, you can get, get up there and just start adding all kind of options too. So everything's a little bit different depending on what the client wants.
So let's talk about video, because I think that's the latest rage, and certainly quality's up and prices down. So people may want to consider this as an option for their home security.
Yeah, well, I think that's what one of the things that you mentioned is price. I think that has a lot to do with, as you call it, a rage, because it is becoming more and more popular as the prices drop. As with anything else, as technology increases and it becomes more popular in the mainstream, the prices will follow and go down. At one time, video security was only used in businesses. Now, a lot of people are putting them in their homes. And you, again, like a security system, you can go a small one camera, two camera, just to keep an eye on things, on up to every corner of the house and so on. So there's a lot of different ways that we can set up a video system too.
Let's talk about those different ways that you set up video security systems.
Well, first of all, there are a few things to consider. There's basically two different types of systems on the market today, the analog systems and the IP system. The analog system was the traditional CCTV, closed circuit TV, which was done over a cable with a powered camera. Now, the IP is at one time was more of a big system that you would put in mostly in businesses and so on, but IP has come down in price too. Now, which is right for you, again, we would have to look at the circumstances and so on. At one time, IP cameras, the internet protocol cameras, were the highest quality and would give you the best picture. But analog cameras now have caught up to, or almost caught up to, the point of, or the quality of an IP camera. In other words, now they have something called HDSDI, which stands for the High Definition Serial Digital Interface. These new cameras are capable of the 1080p, which is 1080 horizontal lines of resolution. It's also called like full HD. Well, you hear it with HD TVs and so on and so forth. So the older style of cabling can still be used with a lot of these new technology and the new cameras.
I have familiarity with both types of systems. The one advantage I saw over the analog, over the IP, is if my internet went down, I lost my IP cameras. And when I had the analog, it would go right into the, I would still go to the DVR and I wouldn't lose whatever I was recording.
And analog cameras that also can be viewed over the internet just like the IP cameras could. So when we set up, and I'm not saying that analog cameras are the best, 9 times out of 10 in a home installation, analog cameras are the more cost-effective way of running these home systems. But just because it's the analog cameras doesn't mean, again, you can't view it. They can be tied into the network as well, just like an IP system could. They can be tied into the network that you can view them from your cell phone. You can view them from laptops, tablets. You can be on vacation halfway around the world and still be, you know, checking on the house and so on. The drawback, well, I won't say a drawback to the IP, but one of the drawbacks is it is a little bit more complicated to set up than a traditional analog system.
So why do people go with IPs?
Traditionally, it was quality.
But now it's not because you said it's caught up. So why would someone choose IP now? Is that a fair question?
Yeah, I mean, traditionally the IP was a higher resolution type camera. So they still, some of the IP cameras do have higher resolutions than the analogs can get. But the question again, really, do you need that much detail in a home network?
I just need to see and I'd be able to identify.
You know what? I watch the local news sometimes and somebody will have a camera set up on their porch and the quality is so bad that it's really, what do they got, 200 lines of resolution? It's terrible. But you're saying even if you have that crummy old system, you could just change out the camera and put a really nice camera in there so you could actually identify who's trying to break into your house.
Right. We can still use, as long as the cabling is still in good condition, we can still run these HD over standard cables, but not just the camera. You would have to change the DVR to be compatible and so on and so forth. But again, pricing has come down, so it's a lot more reasonable now to do something like that.
Okay, so what if your power's cut or you have a power outage, or what's the answer there? Do you have any kind of like dual systems where you can, if they
come with backups, right?
Well, they can. Again, that's optional, but a lot of times, and we would recommend just one of those uninterrupted power supplies, a UPS backup on any of these systems. So if power goes out, which on occasion it does, the UPS battery backup will take over and at least run the cameras and DVRs for hours, depending on the UPS hours, days even, you know?
Yeah, because I know of a situation where a guy got his house broke into, they cut the power, and they saw the cameras, and he didn't have a battery backup, and he couldn't identify who they were.
And some people skip that step. They'll just say, okay, I have, you know, you get one of these all-in-one boxes. You get your DVR and four cameras from, you know, from a big box retailer or something like that. And you don't think of putting things on, like, a backup. So
right.
It comes down to options.
What I like, though, is that the security cameras aren't those big. I mean, you can't, sometimes you don't even notice them now these days. Technology has advanced so that even the best trained eye might not notice that they're there.
Yeah, one-time cameras were huge, especially when they had the night vision, the IR, the infrared vision on them. Now, IR cameras can go up to, you can see in total darkness almost up to 500 feet on some cameras. But with those, it's kind of, you get what you pay for. An average home camera would have probably 65 to 100 feet of vision in total darkness. But they are a lot smaller, and they can blend in, you know, and you didn't really, you know, want on the corner of your house this huge big box hanging down, but now you can do it a lot more discreetly.
That's nice. It's a great feature. Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services, may I have your contact information, please?
Well, our phone number at our office is 570-824-5758. And on the web, we are Newberry Services, NEWBERRYSERVICES.com.
Thank you, Dennis. Pat?
Yes, we have a great free unit at a great price, and it is located at 534 North Rebecca Avenue in Scranton for $119,000. This building has 3 one-bedroom apartments. Each unit has its own separate entrance with nice woodwork. There are hardwood and carpeted floor in these units. There is a newer furnace, covered front porches, enclosed rear porches, and there are high ceilings also. That's an updated 3-unit at 534 North Rebecca Avenue in Scranton for $119,000, and that is listed by Dan Taylor of our office.
I have the most recent Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics for single-family homes. How are people paying for them in counties Lackawanna, Luzerne, Pike, Wayne, and Wyoming? 28% are paying cash. 42% are paying with a conventional loan. That's a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan. 21% are using the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration mortgage. 3.2% have used the PHFA product, and 5% have used a VA, Veterans Administration type of loan. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Grady Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Ruddy, in with Pat Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
How you doing today, Jackie?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. This is interesting stuff for me. I like this stuff.
I know you love this stuff. Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services is with us today. In the first half of the show, we have been discussing security cameras, video cameras. We talked about the analog and IP cameras, the differences and benefits of each. If we can talk about how to shop for security video cameras, what to look for, what's included, what to keep in mind, so on and so forth.
And some people ask, well, why do I need a camera system in my house? And again, it's not for everyone, but just having a camera system can help prevent intruders, just like an extra level of security. You can use one of these to keep an eye on not only your property and your goods, but on, you know, if you have children coming and going to school and so on. A lot of kids are home alone now when they come home from school. It's a good way to check up on kids to make sure they're home when they're supposed to be. So
teenage parties.
I guess you could keep an eye on teenage parties, too.
I don't have any teenagers yet, but I'm keeping an eye on them. Go ahead.
But vacation homes. We've done a lot of jobs on vacation homes because when you can't be in your residence all the time, it's good to at least know that you can check in and look on it without, you know, depending on how far away your vacation home is, driving that distance. So it save a lot. It's a great time saver as far as that goes.
Does your system, like you put in the house in a vacation home, can you set it up for motion detection, that if there's motion detected, it'll send me an email? Can your systems do that?
Yeah, they'll send you a text even, which you can then just pull your phone and you can grab a video clip right off of your text to see who's coming and going, and what set the camera off.
Now, yeah. Every squirrel that runs by the camera, is you going to be getting a text?
Not if it's in the kitchen. I don't think you have squirrels in the kitchen.
Or birds flying around, or squirrels, or rabbits, or whatever.
I think he's talking about putting a camera inside the house. No. If somebody opens the door.
Oh, okay.
Unless you have squirrels running inside the house, too. Okay. Then the answer is yes.
All right. So not the outside so much as the inside.
But cameras can be set up to record what you want, where you want, and so on and so forth. They're all pretty programmable anymore.
Well, we know of three people. I'm not going to say where they live, who they are, or anything like that. But three different people that are considering security cameras because, well, one had their gas siphoned right out of their car.
And I've heard of that, too. We've dealt with that.
If they had a security camera, they would know who. And another one, there's just people walking around in the middle of the night breaking into cars and, they're stealing money.
Right, and that infrared in the... The infrared in the middle of the night, it would be pitch black, and you'd be able to see these people, and they wouldn't even know that they were being photographed.
Somebody stole the license plate off my car while it was in my driveway once. it was actually just maybe a year ago or so. The car was sitting in the driveway, and I went to get in it. Like, wait a minute, something looks different here. No license plate. But keeping an eye on your stuff is one thing. I've had other things missing out of my yard, stolen out of my yard too. So keeping an eye on the place.
We had someone steal a political sign. I would have loved to have known who did that.
Yeah, well, we missed that one. Dang it.
But then we mentioned, how do you shop for, once you say, hey, maybe I'd be interested in this, how do you shop for a video security system? What's included when you see some of these deals, in the paper and so on and so forth? Look at what you get. Basically, a video security system would consist of cameras, depending on how many you want. You can do something as simple as a one camera system. And I want to talk about a one camera system that's really neat in a little while. But cameras, what type of camera? We discussed a little bit analog versus the IP. But there are also things, fixed focus cameras. Fixed focus cameras are ones that what you get out of the box is what you see. You can't adjust them, you can't aim them, you can't zoom them or anything like that. So they're usually the less expensive ones, fixed focus. But you get a better range, let's say, a view of what you want to view if you get a varifocal camera. So there's a difference again in price and depending on what you need. How far you want to be able to see in the darkness, that's another thing. There are also the PTZ, which stands for pan, tilt, zoom cameras, which you can sit there with a little joystick and control and look left and look right. Again, probably not necessary for most homeowners, but it is something that's available. And when you're looking at cameras, you can't always go by the specs. So this camera has so many lines of resolution, which is one way that they differentiate different kind of cameras. So there are also differences in the image sensors, just like a regular camera. Think of a digital camera. You see it has so many megapixels. Oh, this camera's 8.1 megapixel. But if it has a cheap plastic lens, you're not going to get nearly the quality of something that has, high polished glass lenses, materials that the cameras are made of. Some of them are vandal proof. Some of them are, cheap plastic. So there are differences in all the systems you see on the market. But cameras are the main thing that people think of. There's also the DVR, which in an analog system, could be
that's what records all the images.
In an IP system, it's called an NVR, network video recorder, and there's another system that has something called an IVR, an internet video recorder. But in a basic home system, a DVR and NVR, and you can get them for the number of cameras. You can get 4 camera, you can get an 8 camera, 16. Now if you get an 8 camera, that doesn't mean you have to put 8 cameras with it. You can leave room for upgrade later. But how big, and I'm not talking about the physical size of the DVR, because actually they've come down a lot, and you see some of these new DVRs and they're so small compared to those big bulky VHS ones that they used to make. But the size of the hard drive for recording, and once again, it comes down to how many cameras you have. If you have 1 or 2 cameras, a 500 gig DVR might be fine. Usually we go up to 1 terabyte. With more, you can go up to 2 terabyte. And that's just how long you want to record, how long, because what happens is it'll record, and then once the hard drive gets full, it will start recording over the first stuff, which again could be up to 6 months, a year, or whatever, depending on the size of the DVR. So the cameras, you get the DVR. There's usually a monitor, although that's not absolutely necessary because you can use the phone sometimes as a monitor or your computer as a monitor. But most systems will put a monitor nearby, and there are different levels of monitors. Just like with your computers, there's 17-inch, 21-inch, I guess more people are going to. But there are also security-grade monitors, which eliminate burn-in and so on and so forth. So there's other things to consider. The UPS backup, we find, again, it's an option. It's not absolutely necessary, but it's a good idea to have. So these are just some things to consider when you're looking at purchasing a system.
When I think of security cameras, video cameras, I think of the exterior of the home, but I understand that a lot of people are installing them inside the home to monitor activities.
Watching the refrigerator.
Watching the refrigerator.
That's where my cake went.
Okay. All right. Not me.
That brings up a point that there's this system that's relative. Well, it's not really new, but it's coming around a little bit more called IC video, and it's this wireless system. So if you don't want the effort of running wires throughout the house and on all four corners, there's a very nice basic wireless system. And by wireless, I mean it transmits the video wirelessly. You still need to plug the camera into a traditional 110-volt outlet, which, again, can be indoor or outdoor. And I mentioned vacation homes before, because you can take one of these cameras, set it on the coffee table in the corner of the room, and just monitor it remotely from your house or wherever. You don't even really need to include a video recorder if you just want to check on things. Now, if somebody breaks in, of course, you would probably want not that you're going to know they're going to break in, but you would want a video recorder to record what's going on. But this IC video, the way it works is it's tied into your home network. You need high speed internet, and there's a module that plugs into a port on your router, and you set the camera up, and I said indoor camera, but they do have HD versions of this camera. They have outdoor cameras. They have the pan tilt cameras that you can move around the room. So there's a variety of different cameras that can go to this. The basic system, the indoor camera, actually comes with a suction cup mount that you can take if you wanted to look in your driveway, for example. And there's a window that faces your driveway. You can actually put this camera in your window, stick it to the glass with a suction cup, plug it in, plug the network interface into your network, and then you're ready to go. So it's a really simple system, and it works well. Again, in some situations, some people that would want more cameras can, go upgrade to a bigger system, but it's really a time saver, I think.
I like that. I like that a lot.
It can be set up that it will send you video clips if there is motion, if there's some if you have it inside and someone opens the door to the house, it can send you a video clip of who's coming in. So I guess my point is, the type of video system, like our Berg systems, depends on what's going to work best for you.
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis Bartuska from Newberry Services. Once again, may I have your contact information?
Our phone number at our office is 570-824-5758, or on the web at newberryservices.com.
Excellent discussion today. Would you come back next week? We're going to talk about home automation.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a very nice 3-bedroom home in the heart of Dunmore at 1738 Monroe Avenue for $105,000. This home has beautiful hardwood floors, a detached 2-car garage. It also has a remodeled full bath and a half bath on the first floor. The washer and dryer are on the first floor off of the kitchen. It also has a new electrical service, a walk-up attic, and a very nice yard. That's a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath home in the heart of Dunmore at 1738 Monroe Avenue for $105,000, and that is listed by Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you, Pat. NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors, reports that nationally the median sales price on a single family residence is $221,000.
That's national.
Which is up 5.2% from 2014.
Wow.
How does that compare with the local median sales price? Well, the Greater Scranton Board of Realtors MLS statistics, the median sales price for single family properties is $125,000. And that number, believe it or not, is up 3.73% since 2014.
Good.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
Okay. The median list price year to date is $142,000. That's up 1.68%. And the single family homes in the following price ranges have seen the most significant increase in number of sales. The $40,000 to $50,000 have seen a 37% increase. The $120,000 to $140,000 have seen a 16% increase. And the $140,000 to the $160,000 price range has seen a 38% increase. The number of single homes year to date sold, the number sold year to date, single family homes is up 5.3%. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.